Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Cube by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Juice, please. Check, check. Thanks, Justin. I'm more check, check. One, two. I need more. No, I'm going to be three. That's it. That's it.
What's the O stand for?
Oh, my God.
Hi, folks. Enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in five,
home in Norfolk, Virginia, three. California.
Morning Mayhem starts
now.
With David Basil,
here.
Roger Scott,
present.
And Justin Moore.
Live
from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oaklawn,
Arkansas,
Casino Resort.
Use some more volume, Raj. Not that one. I think you can find that. I think it's the board. There you go.
Yeah, boy.
Strength and honor. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Hey, you 609ers, you know what to do. Almost time for July 4th. So move it, move it, move it.
Get that tiger on that. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
All aboard.
Get them out, Mom.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Turn the phones real quick. Who's this?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's a Roman candle. You weirdo.
Whoa.
Stop sending pictures, man. I don't know who that is in there with you, Rainwater. Stop it.
This is so bad.
Yakshimash.
Yakshimash. Los Angeles.
Dobre.
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 This is your home. You hear that? You hear that? That's special.
Wow, that's special.
There's a lot of lions, tigers, and bears. What's Able One Razorback?
Able One.
Yeah.
If I'm a defensive player right now, I'm chewing some ass.
You
on
darn right.
Line.
Yeah. That boy chewed it. Monster of a man.
Fine, over to the Golden State.
I don't know what I do with this. Tell me what to do. I don't know what to do.
Ziggity diggity.
Ziggity diggity.
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
Hyman Roth.
Los Angeles.
I don't know who you are.
It's Morning Mayhem. That's David. That's Christian, Roger, Justin Morris.
I got a hand to you. That was good.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whooping Sui, Los Angeles.
Yeah!
Had a lot of people say that guy's growing on him.
Oh, absolutely.
He's growing on. We got to find the
guy. You can hear him. Yes. You can see, hear the smile.
You know what? I think he did that in one take. He started to go like, is this a joke? I said, no, let me explain Woo Pig Suey. Christian, we got to find that. We got to find the guy from France.
We have found it.
We have? Yeah. I don't think we've played it in a while.
We haven't played it in a while.
Let's see if we can have it ready.
You can put it on
good way. Morning, everybody. Glad you're with us on this last day of June, right?
Is it
30 days in June,
for sure,
right?
For sure. And then, 30 days less 31. It's all for fun.
Good morning, Roger. How are you?
Hey, buddy, I'm all right.
Good morning, Christian. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good for my second consecutive night. I went to bed at 2.
People go, Roger, you know what? You and Basil, what do you do then? Basil will tell everybody, Roger gets up at 3, and I get up a little later than he does. That's because he goes to bed at 2:30.
We've got so much stuff going on. We're going to be in Marianna tomorrow, of course, for Jones Barbecue, part of our Summer of Adventure, brought to you by Oaklawn, a Beard Award-winning barbecue restaurant. And then, of course, we've got the this NASCAR race we're working on, Roger. And, Christian, I was telling Roger, I won't tell it all right now. I'll tease it a little bit later. So this racetrack is the old Atlanta Motor Speedway, but they call it now Echo Speedway. I guess like Arkansas has sold the rights to the arena. That's what they've done there. So anyway, so we're going to stay, Roger, instead of a hotel. You got the World Cup going on in Atlanta. You got this race going on. So it's really pricey. So we sort of split. Jessica found a place, a VRBO, between Atlanta and Hampton, Georgia. And lo and behold, if you're not going to believe the little bit of history that's there, it's a town of only 4,000. But, of course, Morning Mayhem decides to pick a place to go. It's going to have a cool connection. So that's coming up. Of course, next week, Roger, we're at the Trooper School Lodge, breaking that sucker in. That's where all the state troopers go to train. It looks like a ski lodge.
That's where I trained to. RJ Hawk did it as well. We both trained there.
Tomorrow too, by the way, before we go to Marianna, we've got a segment we're going to start doing. Where are they now? It's an old bit that people have used forever, but we like to say where they are now. Of course, especially a lot of Razorbacks. We're going to have the guy that the greatest Razorback to come out of Marianna. Let's see if Christian knows who that is. Do you have any idea who it is, Christian?
Well, I know who it is because you've sent it in the text group.
Oh, that's right. I sure did last night. Yeah. One of the great nicknames in the history of Razorback football, Dennis Dirt Winston.
And you know how he got his name, Christian?
I do not.
I'll have to tell you off the air.
Yeah, he went to, Roger reminded me, he went to the, was the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame a few years back? He'd already been in that.
He was there to support somebody. He sat in Mainline Sports Bar. It was the year that Greg Hatcher went in as a former.
He's been there a while. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. He better have
been. There's only one Hall of Fame he's not in, the NFL Hall of Fame. And I don't know if he'll get there. He's got 2 Super Bowl rings. Listen, he's in every Hall of Fame in Arkansas, and he is a bad man. If you go back and look at the film of him with those Steeler defenses in the late 70s. Anyway, he's from Marianna, and so we're going to talk with him tomorrow. I'm sure Craig will love to share some of his time.
Absolutely. And if you don't know where he got his nickname, I'll tell you off the air, or you can hit us up on the Middleton Eaton Air text line.
Oh, today we'll have Rick Schaefer on the air with us, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. That's 7 o'clock. Okay. John Daly.
Ziggity diggity.
Yeah. Thank you, Rick. We'll have John Daly, who made some news, played well this weekend, brought to you by Hunter of Russellville. We'll have him about 7:30. Chuck Gatlin. Hear that Chuck Gatlin scream.
Chuck!
Good Lord.
Chuck!
He'll tell us what's going on at the
That's
bus.
First night at Shawshank.
We'll also play a little Family Feud, brought to you by Southern Bank. I will also have the Queen of Wrestling, Christy Herndon Mann. She takes a group to Fargo. You know, there's only one thing I know about Fargo, and that's the movie. That's the only thing I know. But there's a big wrestling deal there.
Which mostly takes place in Minnesota.
Is that right?
Yeah.
About Fargo?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's, Donna Fargo.
Not Donna Fargo, yeah. amongst other things. So, got a busy show if you want to be a part of it, 661-1037. I went ahead and watched, I don't know if we settled on it, but I went ahead and watched Patriot for the probably 20th time last night. It is so good. Now, Christian may disagree. Christian is the very hard critic.
You better not disagree.
He's the hard critic. And, you know, and then I started
Don't you go, Josh, Saving Private Ryan.
I started reading about some of the reviews. It's like, are you people kidding me? It's not factual. Can we not make a movie with a little bit of just freedom, just a bad guy, good character development, that kind of deal? Christian, you watched it too. So we've all already seen it. We can't hear you. We can't hear Christian.
I've seen it before.
Yeah, and so I think, like, again, multiple but the, one of the reasons we want to do it just because it's our 250th anniversary of our country. And I'll tell you, I don't know what the movie I watched. Remember a few weeks ago I said whoever I was talking about was the most hateable character in movies. I think this dude is the most hateable character.
Let's go Mount Rushmore.
Give me the Mount Rushmore, the top four, because I started going down, and I'll tell you the other one, Roger. The guy in Inglourious Basterds, Christopher Waltz, was a great hateable character. I can't remember how to pronounce his name.
He was a bad.
And then that Japanese movie, Unbroken.
That one.
Oh, he was bad.
He's bad.
He was such a hateable. But this guy
But that guy was a real person.
Yeah, it's based on a true story. This guy, they say in Patriot was based on several real characters.
So they
said nothing was as bad.
No, the actor portrayed it, and I don't know what else he's done.
And he's been in bad roles. He's a bad guy in Harry Potter.
Okay.
He's got a look.
A lot of people, you know what? Because that guy, he just knocked Biff from
Now Biff's a good hateable.
Knocked
character.
It off Biff. He knocked Biff off the Mount Rushmore. Now that guy is horrible. The Japanese concentration camp, internment camp.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Couple other things too. I'm glad we'll get Trey Reed on tomorrow. What is going on with everybody getting eaten by gators? And it's my worst fear. I always tell Trey Reed. I said, I'm gonna tell you what. These gators will eat you. Well, normally they won't, David, he would say. And normally you're right. They are scared of us. But now, not anymore.
She lost both of her arms.
The poor guy, his boyfriend got her, tried to get her in a car, and she had both of her. I didn't know she had both of her. I know she died of bleeding.
So
worst fear, I would rather fight a shark than I would a gator, because a gator's going to death roll you. Take you down under. You can poke out the eyes of the shark.
You're dealing
with a dinosaur. The other, and then where was it? Mexico.
Yes. If you close the gator's mouth, you hold
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Too late.
It's too late.
You're at the resort.
And in Mexico.
Marriott.
You're at the Z.
What restaurant?
I mean, Irving Mauricio. I remember the
guy's like
name.
It's like a normal. What's the Mexico part of Mexico they're at?
There's Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
That's where it is.
He goes. Out there. You think you can get in knee deep in water? There's a 12-foot crocodile.
Puerto Vallarta. Think is level 3 in danger, maybe 4 as far as Mexican trips go. At least it was a month or so ago. But now you got crocs.
Well, and then you know the Marriott comes out and says we have our sign out there. Let me tell you what. I would never stay in that place again. They need to have some kind of netting or something around where you're protected. Well, that's a real rare deal. Sure it is. Tell that to the guy who's dead now. They saw him being carried out there.
No.
It's horrible.
Listen, the other one was in Florida. It's enough to know.
Last night, Christian, he is our soccer correspondent. Brazil, 2-1 over Japan. Paraguay, 1-1 Germany.
Germany's out.
Because Paraguay wins 4-3 on PKs. What's that?
Penalty kicks.
Come on, dude.
Okay, so it's one. Wait a minute. Is it 1-1 or is it 4-3?
They won 4-3 in penalty kicks. Yeah.
Okay, why did they put it? Why did they list it as 1-1?
Because that was the score in regulation.
Oh, that's what they do. Yeah. Wow, so strange. And then
Morocco won 3-2 in penalty kicks.
Gotcha. Now, what was was Paraguay the big upset over Germany?
That's probably the biggest upset of the World Cup so far.
Yeah. It's like plus 700.
Yeah.
You go to the Oakland Sports App fueled by FanDuel.
Major win. I mean, that led all newscasts.
Yeah.
It was a bad day for the Axis powers yesterday.
Roger. Today we have down in Arlington at Jerry's World the Ivory Coast versus Norway. I don't know much about the Ivory Coast.
They're pretty good. Cote d'Ivoire, as they prefer to be called.
Cote d'Ivoire. Is that a player or a team?
That is. That's their name, Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire.
Oh, of course.
Their government has requested to be called that.
Check this out, though. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay, now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth.
That's all I'm asking you. Watch your mouth.
They have a player named Yandy Omande. And,
man, you were on fire. Go ahead. Keep going.
He played high school football and American football.
Wow.
In Florida.
Okay, what's his name?
Yandy Omande.
What was the name of the Ivory Coast?
Yandiel Monde.
Côte d'Ivoire.
Côte d'Ivoire.
Côte d'Ivoire.
Yeah, Côte d'Ivoire.
That is the old Bobby Bear song.
But Yandiel Monde will probably go for over $100 million in transfer market this summer.
Quit saying it so easy.
Yandiel, it's almost like Yandiel.
We're going Yakshamash.
Yandiel Monde.
Is that Star Wars character? Yondo.
John Wayne was Hondo.
No, there was like
Mandalorian.
Yeah, seemed like there's a Yondo. What the? There's some kind of guy in Star Wars with that. Well, listen, that's why we have Christian.
But people also want to watch that game for Norway because they have Erling Haaland, who is one of the big stars of the world.
Look at this guy. How do you pay attention to your kids? Because you got so much soccer stuff you got to watch and pay attention to. England. Oh, that's Wednesday. Yes. Tomorrow, England and Congo. When those two get together, Roger,
watch out for Congo. We've talked about it forever.
That's in Atlanta. That's why we're having trouble finding a location.
Oh, is that right?
Well, just to point that out, yeah, makes sense. In Seattle, Belgium, and Senegal, and then of course at Levi's Stadium at Santa Clara, California, tomorrow night. That will be a big ratings night tomorrow night, just because it's midweek, going into July 4th. A lot of people are sort of cranking their weeks down. United States versus Bosnia and Herzegovina. And so what's crazy is we're not used to being favored, Christian. I mean, that's what everybody's looking around and going, wow. We're not only now, are we 2-0. Nobody counted that last friendly, whatever it was. But now we're the favorite. I mean, like, easily the favorite, right?
Yeah, should make the round of 16.
Now, what is that called? Chop them up. You got the knockout round.
I don't know if round of 16 has a special name or anything.
Okay. Well, she should. You got knockout round.
You
and then
have something.
So who would we play if we beat Bosnia and Herzegovina?
Let me look at the bracket. I do not know.
Yesterday.
Should we do to him?
Finish him.
Roger, yesterday, I don't get this. We'll ask John Daly.
We would play either Belgium or Senegal. Belgium has been underwhelming so far. Senegal's pretty good.
Who's the favorite that we go, oh, no, that if we get him, we have to
win?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, oh, no, that's
well,
right.
Well, we would eventually probably run into Spain.
So Spain's the bad dog.
Spain's real bad.
Yeah. They're the bad dog. By the way, Kane Eubanks watching our Facebook Live today from Spain.
Hey, Kane.
So that's the Spaniards. The Spaniards. Got to watch out for that.
They got to play Austria here soon.
We got to ask John Daly when we have him on today, why go to all that trouble yesterday for what's it called? I don't know. I always get it mixed, sudden death versus what? Where instead of going 18 holes, you just play one.
Just one. Well, they play one unless they tie again and they keep on going.
I'd just say if you're coming back the next day, play nine or play 18. Well, get everybody together for one hole because Scheffler missed the easy tip in. All right, everybody got out here for nothing. You took off work and you're out here. You got one and it's over. It's a waste of everybody's time. You could have just got on the putt green yesterday and say, let's putt this thing out.
You know what? You could have finished it that day.
Yeah.
Or you finished it that same day.
Yeah, I got you.
As opposed
you
to
got
that.
Me. You got me.
What?
You got me. Hey, big story yesterday in the NBA. We are your NBA show.
We are.
Thanks to Christian. Now, we already were, but
we're
really.
We're also your WNBA show, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Sophie.
Listen, that's the only one I want to talk about. I love her.
That's the only one. I really
She's
do.
She's everywhere.
And then watching that meme yesterday and everything that they're doing, she did not. It's like you've seen it forever. Whoever it was, Christian, who was it that tried to get Kobe to flinch when he threw the ball right in his face?
Matt Barnes.
When Matt Barnes does that and Kobe doesn't flinch, he keeps chewing gum. She did not back down.
Listen,
she wasn't chasing nobody,
she is fun to watch,
She's fun to watch.
She don't put it, usually you don't see an attractive woman want to fight. And she's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, it's go time.
She was a kicker in high school with the boys.
That's serious.
The big trade, Raj, Christian knows this. Ja Morant leaves Memphis. He was the biggest star in Memphis, probably in the history of Memphis, right, basketball?
Probably, yeah.
They
debatable him. If he was their best player
they,
ever, but
they
he's
loved
their biggest
him.
Star.
They loved him over there, and he's going to Portland. Just needed a change.
Yeah, just pretty much dumped.
Yeah,
I mean, he
because
got traded for almost nothing.
They're ready just to move on because he was also the guy kept getting in trouble every like 6 months.
Got in trouble a lot, stayed injured. So fresh start for both sides.
So he has not really had the career that we thought he would have.
No, had a great start to his career, but hasn't turned out how.
And what do we think about LeBron wanting to go with Steph Curry and put together another super team so he can win a title?
Who knows if he actually wants to? We haven't heard anything about that. Even if he does, it doesn't move the needle at all.
What do you mean?
Like, him going to play for the Warriors.
You don't think that really makes
sense? No, they're over the hill.
Yeah. Like so this, that's not going to take them to a championship. No. What about Anthony Davis if he goes there?
No.
Oh, wow. Whoa. So just forget about it. So, you know, Steph Curry.
They're too old at
what
this
if Sophie
point?
Cunningham goes there?
Steph Curry's coming to town. Moses Moody was on with Justin. He's going to be on with us at some point. We may have him, you know, we'll see. But he's got the golf tournament coming up. So, I'm like you. But it's LeBron. He just can't finish.
Well,
out.
LeBron going to them is not Malone
Pastor Point is cool.
He's where he is. LeBron is still.
LeBron's still really good.
He just is as much as
he is.
Well, he is. I mean, we got to give him his, as you kids say today, his flyers. But yeah, it's not that. But
they're just not good enough to compete.
But it could be a spark.
Hey,
one last. Hoorah.
Yeah, how many teams has he been on now? Like 18?
No.
Eight?
Cavs, Heat, Cavs, Lakers. That's it.
Then he'll go to his fifth.
Well, will be his fourth because he's been on
back
the Cavs.
To Cleveland, but he did, yeah, but he's moving around. Have we had Hall of Famers move around five times?
Yeah.
Five times?
In that sport, plenty. Yeah.
Five times?
He knows more.
I know
than
you
I
do a couple, but I don't think five times.
I mean, Shaq was on eight teams.
Shaq was bad, too.
That was bad, too.
I'm not saying it's just LeBron.
Vince Carter's probably been on eight teams. Yeah. There's been a lot of them.
Yeah, but LeBron is like number two. He's the Jordan.
Yeah, he's one of the greatest.
Yeah, so it's just like, yeah, just wish you could do
Did Barkley go to a few?
Barkley was on.
Was Pippen at a few?
Three.
Barkley was on three or four.
Two words. Joe Klein. Shout out to
Pippen was on three.
Who?
Pippen was on three.
Shout out to our friend Gary Proffitt. Ever heard of him, Baz?
Yeah, you bet.
He wants to make sure that Christian, you need to know this, that tomorrow when we're in Marianna,
yeah,
we are in the world headquarters city of Edwards Food Giant. Right
oh, my
there.
Gosh.
Huh?
I didn't think about
listen,
that. Wow.
Listen, we have got to
That's
be,
big.
We've got to go by.
Do we need to go by there and take pictures?
Document
it?
No doubt. Thanks, Gary. We've got to do
Gary,
that.
Gary, thanks for the heads up on that.
Where is the world headquarters of it? Is the first store
there? That's a huge operation.
Is there a store there? So
well,
guess what?
That
store I guarantee you that store has got to be. Well, listen, they're clean as all get out, no matter where you go into that. But that one right there, if that's where headquarters is,
you and I have never been there, right? I've never been to Marianna. I've been in the state 40-something years and never been over there.
I don't know if I have or not. I could have gone through there on the way with a guy to be named later.
Can you name the other Winston that came out of there that was related to Dennis Dirk Winston? Played with me?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, say
give
it.
Me
say the name.
Give me the initial.
B.
B.
Say it!
Baby Winston. Baby Dirt.
No.
I know who it
Billy.
Is.
Billy Winston. Yeah.
I was going to get it, but, you know, it's Bill.
We're going to take a break. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037 is the Middleton Eaton Air text line. When we come back, Roger, I'm very disappointed in us. You got to help me out, man. When we went to Camden for the White House Cafe, we did not do sufficient prep on the history of Camden. In the paper today, we found out there was somebody really well known from Camden that we missed besides Sean Andrews. Much bigger than Sean Andrews.
Politics.
Yeah, don't blurt. Wait till we come back. I'm like, what? I am so mad at myself.
Well, listen.
We're not doing that again. We're not going to do that again. We're not doing that. We're not going to make that mistake again. We're going to find that boy. We're going to bring him back.
We will find him and get him the hell out of there.
We got to get that. We got to get that clip from Saving Private Ryan. All right. Who's this girl? Denise Williams. Take us to break.
Presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Sunny again today and really, really hot too. 97 or high temperature. A heat advisor is in effect because the heat index could get up to 105 this afternoon. We'll be clear tonight, dropping off to 77. Tomorrow, 97 again with a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. weather storm. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today. This is Justin Acree. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Lost in the legal jungle? There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of Legal Lions. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah. Stand up salute. The one and only Ray Charles. The organ. Beautiful. Do we have anybody like him around anymore?
Nope.
Nope. He's one of a kind. One.
Absolutely.
In liberating strife. His country and western album, gold, Jerry. Who more than self? It is a 6:33. You want to be a part of the show? 661-1037 is the number. Got a lot of messages coming in, Roger. Let's hear. Let me hear. Hit this hook right here.
America, America, may God thy gold refine. Be nobleness and every
I've never heard him do that. All right, here's some messages. Sophie Cunningham has a black belt in Taekwondo and played volleyball at Missouri.
Is that right?
I don't doubt that a bit.
You can see the confidence level, the Taekwondo.
Yeah. Someone says, you know, we're in the doldrums of summer and the apocalypse is near when Baz talks about the World Cup, the WNBA, and NBA in the first segment. You're exactly right.
You know what? Actually, it would be even worse if the World Cup wasn't going on here and we weren't involved as much as we were. The WNBA with what's happening with them and all that, because right now we actually would be doing
a polar bear gator.
Nothing against the other shows on this station. We love them all.
Absolutely.
But this is a tough time for them. We're built for this. We do it. This is what we do anyway throughout the year. We do combo sports.
And
after 19 pitches because of a pulled labia muscle.
Ooh, see, they're not going to throw that in there.
No, they
right. No, but you're right. This is what morning shows are all about. And that's why we are blessed that you have blessed us with being your number one morning show.
And our summer of adventure continues thanks to Oaklawn. Someone says, saw the younger Baz in Greater this week in the movie Greater.
I
really took from that movie is how much grief Marty, his brother, went through and how he's dedicated his life to his brother. What a wonderful brother. Yeah, Marty's a good guy.
What grief did he go through?
Just dealing with the death and his mom.
Oh,
mom
that
and,
part. And, no, just, no, no, I thought you were talking about prior to that. Okay, absolutely.
Let's see here. Hey, Baz, you, from Mariana, you had both Dirt and Dennis and Billy. So Dennis Winston, I thought he said
three people.
I thought who was the other Winston? I was thinking this was
Cup.
There was another Winston that was an All American that did not turn out to have a good career.
Yeah, that was a different.
He was highly touted. That five was star.
Billy was with you.
Billy was tied in with me.
It was either Billy or Dennis's son or nephew. Yeah. I think is what it was. What was his name? Somebody had. They try to call him Lil Durk.
Yeah.
Try to call him Lil Durk.
So, Christian, someone says, was I trying to say Lando Calrissian?
Maybe. I don't know.
What was I saying? Remember what the name
was? We were talking about Yandy Omande?
Yeah, Yondo. Yondo.
Yondo.
Yondo. What character in a movie is called Yondo? There's one out there. 661-1037. And say.
Oh, is that Guardians of the Galaxy?
That's it. Yeah, boom. I knew you'd work your way through it. I think, Roger, please, thank you.
Oh, my God.
This is why. Listen. This is why he fought his way through it. Took him about 3 seconds. That's why he needs to take on all producers nationally.
But here's what the deal is. Look at you, Christian. You is what Justin Moore suffered from until it just happened. You now speak us. You speak what we're trying
right,
to say.
Yes, you right. know you where figured out where I'm going.
You absolutely
you figured
you
it out.
I read Baz's mind.
Really
it's a scary place.
Was Yondo the
he was the blue guy.
He was the blue guy.
Blue guy. Okay, yeah, blue
right?
guy. Yes. Yeah, that's who I think the guy is.
Michael Rooker.
Yeah.
With the actor name on
there. Check this out, though. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me, okay? Now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Watch your mouth.
I'm going to play that too much.
Someone says talking about, did you hear Phil Elson and his dad yesterday?
No.
His dad apparently is still a broadcaster or is still playing adult league baseball. He's got to be in his 70s.
Wow.
But he says it's like Phil. It's like listening to Phil. They're both on the show together.
Listen, if you're 78, 80 years old, you have got to.
I don't think he's quite. I don't maybe.
There's
maybe,
no time.
He's in 70s.
Listen, they've got to put a time limit on how long it takes you to get to first.
All right. So first of all, somebody heard me say this about we were leaving out somebody from Camden. So first of all, somebody says, David, you're talking about Alabama U.S. Senator who's now running for governor in Alabama, going to be Tommy Tuberville. And do we even mention that? I think we had before. He's from Camden.
I don't know if we mentioned. We did.
Yeah. Here's the other one. And according to the paper today, one of the greatest politicians in the history of our state, one of the guys I admire the most and respect the most, and his son ended up being a U.S. senator as well, is David Pryor, was from Camden. Wow. I'm telling you, you got a U.S. senator in Tuberville. He was also a outstanding coach, whether you agree with his politics or not. Then you got David Pryor, who was a governor, right? Two-term governor, U.S. senator, well-respected.
Whether you like his politics or not. Yeah. You know what? To say that about Tuberville, I mean, we know him, but he's more revered there in that state. That's why he's running for governor, let alone U.S. senator. He's running for governor as opposed to coming back here and running in his home state.
Boy, he was such a, remember, the thing that left his mark, he beat Alabama 5 years in a row.
He was an undefeated season. He had an undefeated season.
He did. And they did.
Got left out of the championship game.
Yeah, and then he went to Cincy, didn't he?
Yeah, that was it. No, it went to Texas Tech and then
Texas
to Cincy.
Texas Tech, then Cincy.
Somebody says Chris Stapleton is up there with singing the national anthem.
I don't know. I'd have to hear it, and I'd love to get it if we have it. I mean, it's enough of a debate that we have Faith Hill and Whitney, whichever one you choose to
do.
I heard Vickery say on his podcast that that Whitney did it live.
That's what I heard him say. Yeah, there's been debate about that.
Exactly.
Pretty good lip sync if it is.
Well, if you know how to sing yourself, I mean, there's actors that can mimic somebody else, but I always thought it was recorded. And I'm not saying there's a problem with it being recorded. And then the other one for me, you've got a God Bless America, Martina McBride, to me, nails it because of the last phrase that she said. Instead of saying my
national anthem,
not national anthem. My God Bless America.
Yeah, that's beautiful too. Somebody says Darius Winston. That's who it is. Yeah, he was probably higher recruited, more heavily recruited than Dennis and.
His lineage probably helped him.
Oh, sure. But yeah, he just didn't quite have the.
Somebody
says Landos. Is it Landos or Landos, Christian?
Are you talking about
screens from the Sarlacc pit in Return of the Jedi? They use that scream. That's like a.
Is that the Wilhelm scream?
Is it? I think it may be. Somebody says Chris Stapleton is up there with singing the national anthem. You know, I really liked his, but I don't put it on the level.
I don't know where.
I don't put it on the level of Faith and Whitney. It's good. It's a different kind of style.
I haven't heard it.
Have you not? Yeah, you got to go back and listen to it.
Well, I don't know.
You put it in your homework today.
Well, just to basically what you just told me makes me not want to.
Well, it's good. It's really good. He does a great job, but it's a different. I mean, he's got a unique voice which sounds good. He does guitar, so a little bit slower. Yeah, a lot of people love it. So
listen, I'm going to play a couple of songs like "This Land Is Your Land." And even Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. And I know somebody's going to say that both those songs are not actually pro-American, this and that. That's, here's the thing. Don't tell me that there's, you know, don't tell me about the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus and all that. I like those songs, and I make them be, and to me, they're positive, so I'm going to leave it alone. I don't pay attention to it.
Somebody says, Basil, you need to watch John Adams. It's a 7-part series from HBO. I've heard that. I saw that on list.
I've watched it multiple times.
Have you seen it? Oh. Yeah. Have you seen
Ben? I've never seen that one, actually.
Which one?
The John Adams, Paul Giamatti. Never seen it.
Who plays him? Paul Giamatti?
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Roger, I think you would appreciate now. I can't look at Michael Douglas and look at him as Ben Franklin.
No, because we saw him as Liberace.
Because, yeah, and Ben Franklin is chubby. Be in the pictures with a bald head, and just Michael Douglas just doesn't look the part.
What's the new one out? Is it somebody said? Is it Washington? Is there?
Yes.
Is that the theater?
No, that's the old one. There's that I sent you in that list last night. That was a TV made for movie where.
No. I know there's a Barry Boswick. I think did a Washington. I thought there was a movie at the theater, or maybe it's streaming.
Oh, like a Young Washington. I saw something about that.
Yeah, somebody tweeted that yesterday or texted us that yesterday on the Middleton Heat and Air text.
What kind of bad?
If that's in case, what?
What kind of bad?
But you know what? The other part of that is, though, is maybe you'll learn something that you didn't know before, and it'll make you go back and look at some. These were flawed people in some regards, but with what they did with this country, fortunately, we're here now because of 213 colonies into the 50 states.
Rebecca's listening.
United States.
And she goes, best listener contest will be in July. She's listening because I've thrown it out there, and she's like, okay, let's go.
Have you announced who's participating?
No, and that's why I'm just trying to juggle that, Rebecca. If Rebecca's in the best listener contest, will people be rooting against her?
Yes.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because she is. Because
she calls every show? She's on every show?
She's polarizing, and maybe we've contributed to that, but I think it's unfair. I think it'd be unfair because it's got nothing to do with being. But regardless of somebody's politics, they're doing is best for the good.
Do people get tired of her talking about all things Kansas City? Is that the
deal? Well, probably.
Our show's a little bit different. We don't take. And this started with Tommy. Not just us. Yeah, Tommy took about 5 phone calls. It was the same people that would call it, you know, pretty much every couple of days.
Yeah.
We ought to get hardly that
she
at all.
She adds more to it, but yeah, her love for the KC is nearly unmatched. But she adds more to conversation. She's knowledgeable in some of the other mundane, useless information that we look for. She'll correct us or help us out on some of those things. Yes, she does do that. But
because she feels like she's got to talk about Kansas City every time Kansas City does something?
That's a Cowboy fan.
You know? Someone says here.
They're annoying, too, I'm one of them.
From the 662, tried to call. That was last night.
Okay, I was about to say.
He says you have a hell in the kid. I didn't see the phone ringing either. Speaking of calling.
Well, they're lit up when I get here in the mornings, and I just dot them out.
Someone says it sounds more like a caller contest than a listener contest. Oh, no, my friend.
No.
You jumped too soon to conclusion. No. Matter of fact, I was considering not having her in there because the other three are not. Listen, nobody calls this show.
And you know what? And what? And I did what? Of all the people that she polarizes.
You defended her.
I defended her.
Because she was very.
She's very negative
very
towards
negative
me.
Very negative towards our show.
And this
we
show.
She didn't have to be
at all. I'm not going to listen to you because Bobby Tucker was the same way. I'm not going to listen. Which is unfair to say. It's not to take anything away from their support from Tommy. But she did do that, and it was unwarranted. I mean, JM didn't do anything to Tommy. Tommy left on his own accord.
And you will see the other kind.
I fought for Rebecca to be, and not you haven't said it yet.
What's that?
But I fought, you haven't said who's going to be in it
yet. That's right.
But I have fought for
Rebecca. Those negotiations can fall apart. It's like we're seeing in her moves.
Exactly. To be in the contest for a no-brainer. That's right, Rebecca. The guy you left behind fought for you to be a part of it. I don't know if you're going to be it or not.
The other contestants, people may have heard of them, but they're not regular callers and things. So,
and it's not a caller.
But they're people that listen to the show for a long time.
You got to go back into when Tommy was here to know some of those questions.
Exactly right, Roger.
And you know what? Maybe we have an audio version where we have Tommy actually read a question.
Someone says, wasn't Rebecca the one who boycotted your show when Tommy left?
Yes, she did. Absolutely.
Yeah, she was big, and she hated Justin. She wasn't a big Justin fan. But you know what? Maybe things can change. Or does she go?
People can change.
Has she really changed?
Well, I don't know. But I think she qualifies to be in the contest.
I like the fact that if she's on the deal, everybody will root against her.
There's no doubt.
You need a villain, whether she's actually villainous or not.
Roger, we always great to see her. And her husband, it comes out, and Roger always looks at her husband and says, blink if you're in trouble.
Blink if you're in trouble. Let me know right now. Yeah, wait, this is your husband right now.
Oh, my gosh. All right, don't go away. If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. A lot more to come. For my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer, they are the best. Live a life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakland Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle. And we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
U.S. Truck Accessories salutes all active military and veterans. Now through July 4th, U.S. Truck Accessories is paying your sales tax in honor of your service. From bedliners and trailer hitches to steps, grill guards, bumpers, and lift kits, if it's for your truck, they've got it. With professional installation you can trust. With two convenient locations in Conway and Searcy, U.S. Truck Accessories is your truck parts superstore. Veteran owned and operated. Visit them online at ustruckaccessories.net.
It's Justin Akre for Kaufman by Design West. I'm here with Ruben, and there's big news out at Kaufman. Ruben, tell me why Toro mowers are such a great addition to what you guys have to offer.
Toro's been around for 100 years. When it comes to rider comfortability, they've introduced the MyRide suspension, where it really is like riding on cloud. Superior cut quality, even cuts. This is a mower that can stick with you for a very long time.
If you want to make your outdoor space look great, Kaufman by Design West has got you covered, now including Toro mowers. Check them out at 14900 Cantrell Road or online at kaufmanlumber.com. What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
Whenever I go to Dunkin', I order a daily style with a little bit of room. And sometimes they say, room for what? And I say, it's a little room to put all my hopes and dreams in. And they say, really? And I'm like, nah, I'm just putting in there.
We'll have that John Daly at 7:30 today.
Christian, I'm not going to touch that.
In addition to Rick Schaefer.
Mine didn't play it.
Hello to Randy Allison's listening over in Nashville. That's one good morning, Roger. Also, Eva Dietz, who's the daughter of our buddy Evans Dietz. She just got home from Washington, D.C. She's working for Senator Bozeman, who we really love. A great guy. And Eva's is a super smart girl, too. She's got a great future ahead of her. So, yeah, champion salute. When you've got kids, and she's obviously a young lady, she's not a kid, but when you've got your kids that are doing great things, let us know. We'd love to give them a shout out. And listen, when you can work for a U.S. senator in D.C.,
sure.
You've that's impressive. You can be able to get
you're in the loop.
You're in the loop, and you must be pretty impressive to, absolutely. They're not going to do that.
Now, like the young lady, who did we speak with? The 18-year-old that won.
Rebecca Tenille was up here.
Absolutely,
she was sharp. That's here's right. One says Johnny So says Rebecca is the KC version of Stan in statues and dual threat quarterback. She makes my ears bleed.
I wouldn't put her in that category.
Rebecca says Stan
is one trick pony.
Rebecca says Christian is right. They all want me to lose, and I'm cool with that. It's just like they did a few years ago when Akers' own question of the day was if more lizards wanted Casey to lose the Super Bowl because of me or the 49ers lose because of 49er. Is it 49er John?
Yeah, I think it was 49er John versus her.
Well, listen.
Wow. Is that where the term lesser of two evils come into
pretty
play?
Much.
I will say, that's part of radio. You have characters. Remember Tiger Bait? Tommy created Tiger Bait. Yeah. I think much of his chagrin now. He gave Tiger Bait so much time. Yeah. And Tommy liked being the antagonizer. He loved being able to stir up Razorback fans by letting Tiger Bait, but it gave Tiger Bait so much time. I think Tommy looks back and thinks, I created a monster.
Tiger Bait was already obnoxious.
I get
a call from him yesterday, and he's asking me a question. I go, where do you think that I'm going to talk to you?
Yeah, if he would have just learned but to dial it back a little bit, he could have been up, but he couldn't.
He's a troll.
He is a troll.
You see, he
never changes.
Why in the world would I get a text from him at 9 o'clock at night saying that he saw something on social media? He is a troll.
Did you see?
And that's why.
Did you see whose birthday it was today?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Someone said, Tuberville lost me when Auburn beat Arkansas with a good offense, 16-13 or something like that. And he said, we just thought we would keep the defense simple today. Punk! Let me tell you, he's cocky. So I brought him in the touchdown club. Good coach, but he's cocky. Matter of fact, one of our guys who won the Broyles Award was Gene Chizik. And when he came in, I was talking to Coach. Hey, by the way, remember, your guy won the Broyles Award. You know what he said? He said, yeah, that was my defense. Like, wow, okay, gotcha.
Well, you got to be confident to be in a lot of ways. I didn't know he was that guy.
Listen, well, I've been around guys that are cocky.
Oh, I know you have, and some of them are penis cerebellums, but and others are not. But the thing about Coach was, and we learned more and more about Jeff Long. Shout out to his daughter who still resides in Pittsburgh.
Won the Arkansas Sports Writer of the Year?
Absolutely.
With Phil yesterday.
Shout out to her.
Yeah.
To him, he... the more we find out about him, he wanted to get rid of everything associated, didn't want anybody with Arkansas to have any ties up there. Yeah. He told Tommy Tuberville, according to Tommy Tuberville, he said, I'll take the job of AD or coach. Isn't that what it was?
Coach,
for half the price. Half the price. And he said, quote, no one from Arkansas will ever be head coach while he's here, end quote.
The also, too, Raj, last night I mentioned I watched Patriot because we decided that would be our Hawks Holmes movie review of flick. And everybody's seen it. It is so good. And people, it's not accurate. Get over it.
It's not about that.
And I'm telling you, the guy who plays it is Jason Isaacs, right, Christian?
Yes.
Yeah, he is a I put him on the Mount Rushmore of the most hateable characters. And I was so in the next couple of days, I want to do the top four. You know, you go Mr. Potter. Oh, he's a very hateable.
Mr. Potter's up there. Nurse Ratchet's up there.
Nurse Ratchet.
Oh, yes.
What about Schindler's List? What's that guy's name? Eamon.
Oh,
yeah, that
no.
guy was a bad. Was
yeah,
a dude.
Who was that one? Not. Who was?
And the guy in Umbrella.
Yeah, not Jeremy Irons. What's
yeah,
his name?
I think it is
Jeremy Irons. No, is it?
And of course, the one.
No. It's a guy who's got a different name. His last name spells. It's spelled different than it sounds. What's his name?
I tell you the other one, Roger, that I think goes on there. This is how we got on this topic a few weeks back. Remember?
Ray Fiennes?
Strength and Honor.
Yeah.
Ray Fiennes, right?
No.
Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
No.
Yeah. You're talking about
Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin. Remember, that's why I said he is such a great hateable character. I think
but he's also a sicko.
Yeah, I almost think, I think I would go Joaquin Phoenix.
Do you think
he
slept with his sister?
In the movie?
I
would go...
You don't think his nephew's his kid, do you?
No.
I didn't want to get too deep into that.
Jason Isaacs last night for the Patriot. He kills both of them, you know.
No.
But I'm telling you...
But you hate him as an American.
What's the line he goes? He goes, I'm going to kill you.
Before this war is over.
It's over.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you. And he goes, why wait? Is what he say, Roger? I got to get the clip in. Yeah. And he goes, soon. He waited.
He waited. Long pause. He thought about it. Oh, yeah. I mean, that reminds me so much of you that you would not let him get upset. I would go, I'm going to get you mugged.
Christian, can you give us a hint? Will you be favorable with this movie or less than favorable?
Put it this way. Are you for or against America?
We're doing it Thursday. You guys are on the road, right?
Yeah, we're at...
You guys have at...
Torpedo Joe.
You guys have at the review.
What? You're taking off?
No. I'll be here. But you guys love this movie, and I'm not. I'm more lukewarm on it.
It's okay. Listen, that's your role. That's okay.
You got a high standard.
He goes, why can't we start watching movies that are good?
This was not. That's not the guy a resume who applied for the gig.
I didn't have a resume.
Rick Schaefer up next.
I'm so angry.
Don't be upset. You can always listen to us.
You're better than that.
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ in Little Rock.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. In the snows of Kilimanjaro, Ernest Hemingway writes, he had destroyed his talent by not using it.